This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
Well, good morning. My name is Jean Schoen, and I'm the founder and president of Cancer Connection of Northwest Ohio. Started it over 12 years ago because through my own experience with cancer, I realized there was a lot missing in our community in terms of support and guidance and things like that. So I started the organization and to provide what I wished my family had when we went through it. So we serve both adults and children. We are the only local organ that has a specialized program for children with cancer.
So what are some of the actual services that you provide for those families?
So we provide a lot of hands-on support in terms of education and advocacy, care coordination. We attend doctor's appointments with patients. We sit down with all of our patients and create a personalized support program for them based on their needs. There's just a lot to basically guide them through the experience. Our mission is to make sure that nobody goes through cancer alone and that they have what they need in order to successfully get through that experience.
And having a child with cancer must be just heart-wrenching for
it's harder on the entire family. With an adult, it's hard on the adult and the caregiver, but when a child has cancer, the entire family has cancer, and we see more than that of that than we really want to. So yeah.
And is there a story that you can share of someone that's been impacted through your service and ministry?
Oh, there's so many stories, but I'll share the story of Kaylee. And she was diagnosed when she was two, went through treatment and everything, was re-diagnosed again when she was four. Met her when she was four and provided her family with all kinds of things in terms of gas cards and, food and transportation and, just support and for the rest of her family. Their situation was Kaylee was the oldest and they had a younger daughter. And so mom and dad both had to quit their jobs because one of them had took Kaylee to Columbus, to OSU, and then also to New York for clinical trials, while mom stayed home with Kaylee's younger sibling. So here's a family, a young family, hit by cancer more than once. And, they had to quit their jobs, so they have no money coming in. And unfortunately, we see this a lot with children with cancer. So we just do everything that we can to support them.
Fortunately, we don't have those types of hospitals here in Northwest Ohio. So yeah, a lot of times they have to travel out of state. So that's even more wearing on the families.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So and like I said, the parents are separate for a long period of time because they try and finagle, mom goes here and stays with, these kids and dad goes here with these kids. And we see it quite a lot.
So if there is a family out there that is in this situation, what do they need to do?
All they need to do is call us. We don't provide medical care, so we don't need a doctor's order or anything like that. All they need to do is pick up the phone and give us a call, and we'll have some questions for them. And the questions we ask them determine what we can do to help them, and we don't turn anybody away. All of our programs are free.
All right. And so if some family needed to get in contact with you, what's the best way to do that?
So our phone number is 419-725-1100. We also have a website, cancerconnectionnwo.com, and then, of course, an email address, and we're also on Facebook.
So probably the best way for people to get a chance to write all that down, just visit you guys on Facebook or go to your website, which again is?
Our website is cancerconnectionnwo.com. NorthwestOhio.com and our phone number 419-725-1100.
This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.